Can you remember what was taught to them during those that week of being admitted about diet?
Well, the diet initially for those who were admitted was the remit of those in charge of the inpatients. And they would go, a dietitian would go and discuss their eating pattern and make the necessary adjustments. They were taught how to test the urine and how, I don't even think in these days they were taught about adjusting doses, but just generally given talk of how to look after themselves and to try and keep to their normal routine as much as possible.
Did they have to change very much from their normal diet?
Yes, the diets at that stage were all weighed diets and were pretty strict. A lot of people, we used to advocate having brown bread instead of white bread, but very few people in Scotland ate brown bread. And we were never very fond of fruit and vegetables. And even to this day, there's a problem with getting Scottish people to eat fruit and vegetables. It was always fries and chips. So some of the patients really had to make quite a change to their normal way of eating. Some of the patients felt that they had to have a different diet to anyone else in the family. And it was when I worked as a social dietitian and visited people in their own homes, was able to reassure them that they could eat the same as the rest of the family with minor adjustments. Brown bread was definitely not eaten much, and I remember a lot of our patients saying that when they were in the baker's buying brown bread, a friend of theirs or a neighbour of theirs was a brown bread as well, and they discovered that they had a diabetic in the family too.